Beza Hashem, starting Mesechtes Mavakamen, Zogt der Mishneh, Abo Obeis Nezikin. There are four Obeis Nezikin. Hashoyer, Vahaboyer, Vahamave, Vahever. Just to know Teitschwerter, the Mishneh, there's a Machlokes later in the Gemara, what Shoyer means and what Mave means. There's one Mahalach, Rav holds, Shoyer is Kol Mili V'Shoyer, which means Keren, Shein V'Regel, and Mave means Odom. And there's another Mahalach, that Harov V'Yozoish, Shoyer means Regel, and Mave means the Mazik of Shein. So Kaponim, there are these two Mahalchim, it's Negeya to Taisvis, there are these two Mahalchim how to translate Sher and Mavet. Either Sher called Mili the Sher and Mavet is the Mazik of Odom, or Sher is Regal and Mavet is Shein. Vahever and H. So we have these are four obvious Nezikin. So now the Mishnah says, Loi Harei HaSher Ke Harei HaMavet, so Rashi says that if it would say Shoyer, we could not learn out Mave from Shoyer. And if it would say Mave, we could not learn out Shoyer from Mave. The reasons we'll see in the Gemara. And if it would say Shoyer and Mave, I would want to learn out the mazik of Eish from them, so I couldn't learn out, because these two have a chaymer of yesh behem ruachayim. They're complete mazikim the way they are. They're not dependent on other koiches to be mazik. So that is a greater mazik than Eish. The whole hezik of Eish can only come out if a ruach metzuya will come and be meilech the Eish. So Eish mitzad atzmoi is not a fartike mazik. It needs a siyua of a dover acher to make it for a mazik. Masha'in kein, shoyer and mavet. V'lo yizeh v'zeh shebalkon leilech ulahazik. But now all these three have a characteristic that they're hoilech umazik. It's a mazik that travels, that goes from place to place. Karei haboyer shein darkei leilech ulahazik. Haboyer, it does not go to the nizik. The nizik comes to the boyer. So memele, boyer is killed from these three. I would not be able to learn out boyer from these three, because these three are more chomer than hoilech umazik. Hatzad hashove shebehem, but all these four have a common denominator. Shedalkan lahazik, the derech is by all these four, it's olol to be mazik, it's tushtega to be mazik. Ushmirosan olecho, and the owner or the baal haboyer is mechuyev, is obligated to take care of them. Shmirosan is mutul olecho. Ushehizik, and if they're mazik, so these are the Dark Lahazik is telling us it's something that one should expect, and he's obligated to watch it. Shehizik, so if they were mazik, have a mazik l'shalem tashlumei nezak b'meitav ha'olim. They were mazik, so the mazik is mechuyev to pay tashlumei nezak b'meitav ha'olim. Before we see Rashi and Tosfos, I'd like to mention a shtikel ha'olim. L'chayre, the Mishnah should have said, Chav Bal HaMazik L'Shalom. We're talking about four mazikim over here, the Shoyer, the Boyer, the Mav, and the Hever. These are the mazikim. So the owner of these mazikim is Mechuyev to pay. So it should have said, Chav Bal HaMazik L'Shalom Tashlumei Nezek B'meitev Ha'od. I'd like to explain with this, and this is a shtikel hagdome to the Mesechta. Let us just see for 1 minute, Daf Tesamet Beis. There's one Rashi there on the Mishnah, which is Negei Alonu. The Mishnah and Daf Tes Amud Bei says as follows. Kol shechafti b'shmirosoi, if I'm obligated to watch these mazikim, so the Mishnah says, hichsharti es niskoi, so I was machshir the nezek. Now Rashi says, yitub shotim, and let us learn the first pshat. So Rashi says as follows, kol shechafti b'shmirosoi, sheniskhayavti l'shoimroi, I'm obligated to watch it, hichsharti es niskoi, kloima, im hizik. If, let's talk about shoyer. My shoyer was mazik. So, hichsharti v'zimanti oisai hezik. So, I'm the one that brought about this hezik. Don't say that it's my shoyer that did it. I'm innocent. No. I'm the culprit. Hichsharti v'zimanti oisai hezik. I was the one that caused that this hezik should have occurred. Shaloi shemarti v'yofa, because I did not watch it properly. So Mamelitz considered I was machshir and mazmin the hezek. So from not watching it, I'm called I was machshir the hezek. So therefore, the Mishnah, when we say shehizik chav hamazik l'shalem, you know who the mazik is? The mazik is the owner. He's the mazik. He was machshir the hezek. Not that he's innocent. He was saying, till him the whole time and his shir was mazik. No, you're the mazik. You possess. You possess a shir, you're mechuyim, you're obligated to see that the shir should not go and be mazik. And if you did not do your obligation, so it's called you are mazik, you are mesavim, the hezik. And Be'emesin, there's a lashon of a Me'iri. The Me'iri says as follows, in our Mishnah. Kol shedarkei lahazik, if you have a mazik that the derech is lahazik, but something that one should have thought about. And it's his moment. Shehizik chayev hamazik, vehu habaylim. Who's the mazik? The baylim. Shehisrashlu bishmira hamuteles alayim. He's the mazik. It's his fault. He was mishashel. He has a mazik. He possessed a mazik, so he's obligated to watch this mazik. And by not doing this, so it's called, he is the mazik. And just for one more minute, we will see a Meir de Kezach. Let us just see the a Mishnah in Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. And with this, we'll understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. Yesh chayev al maisei shoyroi. There's a case that a person is mechuyev al maisei shoyroi. Upotter al maisei atmei. If he did it, he's potter. If the shir did it, he's chayiv. Potter al maisei shoyroi v'chayiv al maisei atmei. A second case is potter al maisei shoyroi v'chayiv al maisei atmei. Okay, now we're explaining the second case. Potter al maisei shoyroi v'chayiv al maisei atmei. Keita. Shoyroi shebiyesh. His shoyr was mevayish someone. Potter. He's potter. If he was mevayish, he's chayiv. Now, this halacha is a very understandable halacha. That means that the emison, a person is mechuyev on the hezekis of his shoyer. So I would think if the shoyer was mevayish, it's also one of the hezekis. It's also a hezek. I should be obligated for the busha that my shoyer caused. So it says no. We have this drash, ish ba misai, b'lay sher ba misai, that I'm potter on the boishes that my sher caused. I'm a vayish, I'm chayef, of my sher is a vayish, I'm potter. So this halacha is a very understandable halacha, and even though you're a choy on the hezekis of your sher, you're not a choy on the bush of your sher. The sher was a vayish. But let's go to the second halacha. Halacha number two. Shoyrei shesimo es ein avdoi, vehipil es shinoi potter. If his shoyer blinded the eye of his emet, v'hipel ashinai potter. V'hu shesima seinavde v'hipel ashinai chayv. But if he blinded the eye of the emet, so his chayv is yoytzele chayv. That's what the Mishnah is telling us, the difference between chayv amaisa atzmei or potter amaisa shoyer. V'kan shoyer laben, l'chayre, this din is no shaykhes to potter amaisa shoyer. For example, if I possess an evet, and I knock out a tooth, so that's the din. If the other is mapel an eved from an eved, he goes out lechayit. What if my son will be mapel the two? He doesn't go out lechayit. You know why? Because he's a shayr? No, because the eved doesn't belong to him. The eved belongs to me, not to my son. So if my son will take out his tooth, there's no din chayres, because the tooth was not taking out from a bailim. So if my shayr took out his tooth, he doesn't belong to the shayr. So you're telling me a chiddish that potar al maisa shayrai, there's a ptu al maisa shayrai, there's no reason he should go out lechayres. Because the eved doesn't belong to the shayr. This is the halacha that the odoin, that is mapel and eved, from an eved he goes out lechayres. The shayr is not the odoin. But the way we're saying now, it's very good. We're saying now, whatever the shayr does, I'm the mazik. I brought it about. I caused it. So if the shayr was mapel the shayn of my eved, so I was misaviv this apola shayn. So I would think, just like there's a halacha, that if I was responsible for the zekis of the shayr, so it's called chava mazik, I'm the mazik, I'm echshati yasniska, so I'm a chuyiv to pay for it. So memel, if I was misaviv, that the tooth of my eved should be taken out, so I was the misaviv, I'm the mazik. So it's telling us, no, that's a din and hilchis nezikin. But in hilchis shichol, you need mamish the maisa b'chihipel ha-shein avda. You need the maisa of the odin. That what the odin was misaviv, that is not sufficient. Now let us see Rashi. Avo oveis nezikin, oveis kori lahanoch tersimen bekro behedye. Begmore meforesh, haini u teildes. There's oveis, which are the teildes? Hashoyer vahaber, keseider shehen ksuvim beparshe, sidron bemishne. Beparshe rishoyne nemro bishoyer, shniye beboyer. Mave meforesh begmore. Hever kiseitze eish, loyerei asher kerei amave kloima. If the Torah would have written the Mazik of Sher, Leinopik Mave Mine, you cannot learn out Mave from Sher. Ramota Lohochi, so therefore, since one cannot learn out Mave from Sher, Rochitzach Lemichtev, that's why it has to say Mave. Lohochi Nokat Bereisha Kerea Mave, Lochere Beitane should have gone Keseda, Leirea Sher Kerea Boer, why did he jump to Mave? Lay knock at Lucas, say the layer I shirk a yabber. Mishum de Sul, I have emotsi le misni, lay zebe ze, she yesh bem ruachayim, rabber ain by ruachayim. The Tana wanted to tell us that you cannot learn out Eish from these two. So Memele, so if he would have started off with Shair and Boyer, you could learn out Eish, because Boyer by Boyer there's no ruachayim, rabber ain by ruachayim. So Memele, therefore the Tanner wanted to go by Hadroge, the more chomo the kemazikim, that one is a little less chomo. So that's why the Tanner started off with Sher and Mave in order to, for the next Bove, to tell me that you can't learn out Eish from Sher and Mave. That means Mitzad, this Bove, Eish Taka should have said, Lerei Asher Kerei Aboy, but he wants to tell us, but you can't learn out Eish, so that's why Eish can, you cannot learn out from Sher Mava. You could learn out Eish from Sher Abad. Boy time Achid. Then Rashi says another reason. Do Revus Hashmina. Want to tell us Achidish in this love alone. Sha'af agav sheyesh l'shneim ruachai. Even though both have ruachai. Le'inofik chad michad. Want to tell us a bigger Achidish. That you can't learn out Boyer from Sher. That's bullshit. Don't have to be a big lamdan to figure this out. He wants to tell you a chiddush that a filu mave from Sher you can't learn out, even though both of them have a ruachayim. So he wants to tell you a greater rebusa in the reisha. A big more meforish mailoi harei dekoma. Kerei ha'eish she'ein by ruachayim. Viloi kosve rachmona hava mina lamifta. If the woodnam said, I would say that you're potter. Loi ze ve ze elu shloshtam dakan leilech ulahazik. These three are dakan leilu lahazik. Hatzad ashove sheben b'forosh b'gmore lasu yemai. I'm learning out another mazik from these four. ומיטב האורץ מיידיאס נחוסב יגווה דמי הזקה. ואת אם רוצה לפרוי לא יקרק. ואת די ניזק has the right to be goive from the mazik if he's paying up with karke from the best of his nechos. Let us see Toysfix. Arvo obeis nezikim. Is duchti de loy toni hein. There's other places where it doesn't say hein. There are. It doesn't say there are. Kamoy hoche. Arvo obeis nezikim. Doesn't say hein. Vubigmore gabish loish esrei obeis nezikim. Ubarbo mechusori kapore. These dukti diktoni hain. In other places, it does say hain, ki diktoni abo shemrin hain, babo roshishonim hain. So, the poshet, pshatan toises, toises says the Tana was not a daikin in this hain. Sometimes he said hain, sometimes he didn't say hain. There's no common oifen how this could be written. Vim toima, now we have a gillion. Amai loy koma arba oves nezikin hein, kriktoni dalad rosh eshonim hein. Here the Gilian held it for Akasha, the Tana should be consistent. Via shloima, so the Gilian answered, shloibola lahagit arba oves halolu leroize keroize. That means, if I want to tell you an amount, how many rosh eshonim there are, so then one says hein. There are four Rosh Hashanah. But here, he's not coming to tell you how many Oves Nezikin there are. He's coming to tell you, these four Abba Oves, Lerei Asher, Kerei Amavet. He's not coming to tell us a mispah. He's coming to tell us, and these four, I can't learn out one from the other. So, Mamele, so then, Hain doesn't have a Moke. Uktas Koshe. So the Gilian asked, the Bigmor Muchach the Nochis Tanel and the Nyonet, but that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us the Schum, the Mispa, how many of us there are. Be the Pork of a Tanel, the Dom, my Taime, like Tony Hani. Now if the Tanel is just telling us we kill and not one from the other, then the Kasha would not exist. The Bereis is telling us other of us Nezikin. All the Ovis Nezikim which there are. Here this, our Tana is only telling us you're killing that one from the other. The Kach Yesh Loimit, the Yesh Mekaymis, Leitoni, Hank, and the Ashken, Ba'alba, Mechusari, Kapor. So the Gilian ends up like our Taisa started off in the beginning, that there's no standard oifen of how to learn. God the Nachlus David wants to say a Teretz, his own Teretz on Taisa's Kashen. The Nachos David wants to say as follows, that he says, if you look at Arba Rosh Hashanim Hain, or Arba Shomrim Hain, so in reality, these Arba Shomrim and these Arba Rosh Hashanim are all different one from the other. The Hashem Echinom is Potang Neve Veide Vonsim, Hashem is Chayv and everything, Hashem Osocher is Chayv Bigneve Vaveide. These Shomrim are completely different. There's one common factor that they all have, the Shomrim. But in Halacha, they're all different. So therefore, he puts the Abba Shomrim Hain, he's coming, but in Shomrim, you can add them up. You can't add up apples and pears because they're two different entities. But if here he's coming to tell us, but they have one common factor, that they're Shomrim. But when it comes to the Halacha, when it's Potter Alakir, when it's Chayv Alakir, the same thing Abba Rosh Hashanim Hain. The only common denominator between these four is that they have a Shem Rosh Hashanah. This is Rosh Hashanah Lemlochim. This is Rosh Hashanah Lemaisa. It's different, but there's one in the Shem Rosh Hashanah. That's what it is. Then it says Hain. In this, they are similar. And by Abov is Nezikin or the Mechusori Kapore, Abov Mechusori Kapore, they're all equal. They're equal in everything. They have the same halachas. Abov is Nezikin, they're all Chayim, Kshizik, Chavamazik, Lusham, Tashum, Nezik, Meitavos. They're all the same. So here you don't have to say that in this Nekuda they're the same. They're all the same. They're all Mechuyim. All these Abov is Nezikin are Chayim, Kshizik, Chavamazik, Lushalam. Hasher v'haber. Perish bekontres. Keseider, that what the Tanne wrote this Seider, Hasher v'haber v'mava v'hader, is keseider shenichtavu beparshe sidron b'mishne. So Mamela, that was the Seider of the Tanne. Like Taisvez, now this is not so posh. V'af al gav, the Laman the Omar, Tanne Sher l'ragloi. Now, we had mentioned before, there's two mahalchim, what sher means. Either sher means kol mili de sher, which includes keren, shein, v'regel, or sher means regel. Now, if sher means kol mili de sher, so then the seder is a good seder, that sher comes before boir, because in chumash, the chumash starts off with keren, then later it comes to boil, then it comes to eish. So then the seder of being magdim shoyer le boil is very good. This is a good seder. If your shoyer includes all others of shoyer, which is keren shein v'regel. So keren was written in parshas mishpatim before shoyer. But if you hold that shoyer means regel, so there's a merdike kasha, so this is not keseida hakos of the parsha. In the parsha first it says boir, and then it says shein v'regel. So memele, so it's not keseida. So why was he magdim? So the mission is very modern. It says first regel, which is written the Torah after boir, then it says boir, then it says shein. It's very modern. That's Taisus Kash. V'afa gavdolamandiyo matone shayla ragloi lihavi kiseyde ha-parsha. It's not kiseyde ha-parsha. The regal nafkelon v'vishilach es b'iroi. V'chsiv bosabar. Mikol mokim shem shayr ksiv koydem b'parsha. V'haynu negiche deker. V'shem shayr is in the parsha. So the Maram explains as follows, that Taisus means to say, the Mishnah is speaking about regel and chain. That's what the Mishnah is speaking about. We're not speaking about keren. But the Tana wanted to be Maramis, that there's another mazik of shayr, which is keren. So that is why he was magdim shayr to boyer, to tell us that, you know, we're not talking about this. We're talking about mazikim, which are mu'adim mitchilosim, that paid nezik shalom right away. We're not talking about keren. But he wanted to be meramez in the word shoyer, that there's another mazik of shoyer, which we are not speaking about, but that's the mazik that says before boyer. So that's why he was magdim shoyer leboyer. To be meramez, that there's another mazik of shoyer, which the Torah wrote before boyer. Heinu negiche de keren. Fine. So that's good. Leman de omar mave ze odom. What if I hold mave ze odom? So now we hear, till mave is very good. Sher means kol mili de sher. So the parsha starts off with keren, which is a chelik of sher. So much we say keren. Then comes boyer. And then, so lochere zazoy. After boyer, the next mazik after boyer is eish. And odom is in parshas emor. So lechayre, so the bite of the seder is modne. We're saying shayr is, if shayr is kol mili de shayr, that's good. Then comes boyer. Then how does odom come in? After boyer, in parshas mishpatim comes eish. So the seder should have been, Asher v'abur v'hever v'amavet. That's the Taisus Kash. V'leman do omar mavet ze'odom. Af al gav the lebosa havor exiv beparshe z'emel. That means, so this should be, it should have said hever and mavet. Ma'ke behemi yishalmen adayno odom da'azik shayel. Lechosh l'shanoisoy kiseyde ha'parshe. Lefi she rochek kol kach. That means, Odom is in a different chumash in Gans. This is in Vayikra. This is these three are in Mishpatim and Shemayit. So, Nein Adam das le khoshr shnoyse ke kesayd der parsha, lo fi she rokhik kolka. Vi shnoy ke kesayd der vay hagay de sayfe. Shema ve koydem lahav. So me mele, so pshat is like this. Shema ve koydem lahav. That means here we took into consideration. Rachsimir, the Maram says, that in the Torah, we're talking about shoyer means kol mili de shoyer. If the shoyer comes by it. And just 1 second. Right after the shoyer comes by it, it says, ben yigach, ibas yigach, mebed yigach. So it comes, first we have the mazik of shoyer. Then right afterwards it says, "V'chiyiftach ish boil, v'chiyiche ish boil." So right after Shoyer, the Torah wrote the Mazik of boil. So the Mishnah also wrote that, ha-shoyer, v'ha-boil. Then the Maram explains, after boil, we have, ish does not come right away. Then we speak about a ganev, and then nachamol about keren, and then we speak about shein v'regel, and then we speak about ish. So the Torah was mapsik between Boyer and Eish. There's a hapsik in the Torah. So therefore, the Tana, since the Torah itself was not masmich Eish to Boyer, so the Tana also felt that he doesn't have to be masmich Eish to Boyer, and he's stuck in Mave. Now the reason he's stuck in Mave is because he wanted to make the Loi Harei between Sheir and Mave, so that's why he was Magdim Mave. That means, if that's what he didn't stick in Mave after Sheir, he wants to make a Loi Harei. So as Loi Harei, he should have said, Asher v'hamave. But he didn't want to do that, because the Torah was Masmich Boyer to Sheir, so he didn't want to be Mafsik Bein Advekim. So he said Sheir and Boyer. But then, since he wants to speak about Sheir and Mave, So he's stuck in Mave there, and the Torah was also Mavsi. And this is not called the Keseda, it's a different Chumash in Gansen. So Memele, it's Lamaila Mina Seda. So he stuck this in order that he'd be able to be Magdem Le'erei Yashek Re'e Mav. Shoni Keseda Le'erei Desei V'Shemave Koidem Le'ev. Kabei Netam Pirish, the shame Odom see the parsha koidim. Also, he wants to be merames. He wants to be merames that is, even though we're not speaking about that Odom, but the parsha speaks about gneiva. The Ben-Aram Pirish, the shame Odom see the parsha koidim, ki yignaiv ish shoyer, who echad me obes nezikin, diktoni lo bebraise bigmore. Rabbi Netam says a different thing. Rabbi Netam says that what Mave, which is Odom, comes before Eish, even though the Mave, the Odom that we are speaking about is in Parshas Emor, but he was Magdim Odom, because Odom, there is a Mazik of Odom, which we are glad not speaking about, that's Gneiva, which is also a Mazik. They wanted to be Meramis, there's another Mazik of Odom, which is Gneve, which comes before Eish, so that's why he put Mave before Eish. Now there's a kasha on this Rabbi Netam from a Meiri. The Meiri asks, if you're telling me such a cheshbon, that the Seder Agdom is because he wants to be Meramis another Odom, so he says, I have news for you. There's another Odom in Mishpatim v'chiyerivun anoshim. That's Odom shechoval ba'odom. And that's before all the mazikim. That's the first mazik. So if you're telling me that he stuck this because he wants to be meramis, we're not speaking about it, but there's another Odom in the parsha which was written before Eish. fragt der Meiri, I got news for you. There's another in the parsha that was written before Sher also. So, why did he forget about that Adam? And only speak about this Adam. This is the, yeah. Frechen Moves Nazik in Diktoni lo bebreise bigmore. Perhaps just to say a shtickle teretz on the Meiri's kasha, there's, perhaps, and Eben Ezra, it says a moiradike zach, Adam shechobal bo Adam. We see when we learn Chumash, it says ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein. Tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye. And we look in Rashi, demei ayin, fine. It says, you pay. And there's a whole sugi in the beginning of a chayvul that says how we know that it doesn't mean ayin mamish, fine. But, ein mikra yaitz midei pshuta, I mean, it says ayin tachas ayin, it doesn't mean it. Why did the Torah write ayin tachas ayin? There's a Meirdik Eben Ezra. Eben Ezra says that the Pasuk is telling us like this, that really, for taking out his eye, we should take out your eye. The money that you're giving is a kofel for not that for you to have to take out your eye. That means it's a kofel, just like Bala Shal Yumas is a kofel, Asher Amur kill someone. So really, you're Chayim Misa. Through your Asher, someone got killed, you're also Chayim Misa. There's a koifer that you can be mechaper this chet through the mei koifer. So the Eben Ezra says, ayin tachasayin is also the same musik. Ayin tachasayin means really we should take out your eye, but we're giving you an opportunity to save your eye by giving the mei ayin. That's what Eben Ezra says. So it could be that here we're speaking about tashlumei nezokin. The shayl was mazik. I'm paying for the hezik. Chavale is not I'm paying for the hezik. I'm being matzel myself for the einish of losing my eye. So this b'chlau doesn't come into our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about cases of tashlumi nezokin, you're paying for the hezik. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, you want to be meramis, there's another case you pay for. Aganev also pays for the hezik. So Gneve comes in. The Parsha of Gneve was written before the Parsha of Eish. Masha'enkein, Chavole is Bechlal another sugin ganzen. It's another din tashlumim. This the Tana Bechlal did not want to mention in this Mishnah because it's another sug tashlumim. Loi harei asher kereyama peirish. Ein kulosei shel shoyer ki kulosei shel mave. That means that shoyer does not have the coolest, the weaknesses that Mava has. Get him a forish lakama bigmore. Laman doma tana shay lakane, Mava lashinoi. Mishim de shay kavanose lahazik, Mava ain kavanose lahazik. So Karen does not have the weaknesses that Shane has. Shane is ain kavanose lahazik. Karen is kavanose lahazik. Lafika, hikosa, vahamone shay. The Torah was right. Karen, layosi Mava mine, shuhu kal mine. Goshen is kal from Kenan. Ve'ein peirushoi kishar mekoimesh shebet Talmud. That means that leiroize keroize dohosam peirushoi ein chumre shel ze ke chumre shel ze. Lekach ein achumreis goyimai ze hadin ala tada shava shebehem goyimai hadin. That means that normally, we're making a mahatzad, so we're saying that we have two cases. We have two cases, case Aleph and case Beis. So we say, loy roi ze ke roi ze. So we're proving that case Aleph does not have the chaymer of case Beis. Ba'aval piken, case Aleph is also is chayiv. So al kaponim, so from this we see that it is not necessary to possess the chumre of case Beis in order to have the aloche that case Beis has. Because case Aleph also has the same aloche, even though it doesn't have that chumre. So there, it's pshat ein chumrosei shalzeh ke chumrosei shalzeh. which there it means that the second case is more chomer than the first case. And by us it means the opposite. Ein kolose shozek kolose shozek, that the first case is more chomer than the second case. B'shine kan atalmet peirushay mi b'shar mekoymes, shum dehisker hachomer t'chila. How did the Gemara know that here we translate this differently? Because you see, by the next bove, we are masking the chomer first. So now, Tosfos is medayik. The Mishnah is very interesting. When the Mishnah spoke about Shoyra Mavet, the Mishnah said a flat statement. According to Tosfos, Shoyr is more chomer than Maveh. Maveh is more chomer than Shoyr. What the chomer is, I'm not telling you. But the Mishnah just said, this one is more chomer than this, this one is more chomer than this. When it came to Eish, and we're comparing now Eish to Shoyr and Maveh, then all of a sudden, the Tanna starts explaining, you know why Shoyr and Maveh is more chomer than Eish? Because they have a yesh b'em ruachayim. Eish doesn't have a ruachayim. So it's very muddle. The Tan is not consistent. In the first bava, he just tells us a flat statement without explaining the reason. When it comes to Shoyr and Mavin comparing this with Eish, all of a sudden he starts explaining, well, this is ruachayim. This doesn't have ruachayim. Zuk Tosfos. Gabi Shoyr and Mavin lo yitzrich leforish achumre. That means if you are telling me two different cases, it's not too difficult to figure out the difference, the chayma that one has over the other. Two different cases. But if here I have two cases already, they don't have the same chumras. Now I have to be a shtickle maven to find that Eish does not have something that both these cases don't have. So here the Tanna had to help us and guide us to tell us that the Chaymer is that this is Ruach Chaim and this doesn't have Ruach Chaim. Now I say it's a second kash. In the first bov of the Mishnah, the Tanna went both ways. You can't learn out Mava from Sher. You can't learn out Sher from Mava. When it came to Eish, v'loy elu sheyesh b'meruachayim kereya Eish, you can't learn out Eish from Shoyr HaMaveh. And he didn't say, you can't learn out Shoyr HaMaveh from Eish. Here he didn't fear Eish the other way. Like in the first book, v'loy ereya Eish kereya Shoyr HaMaveh, kidiktoni leh loy ereya HaMaveh kereya Shoyr. That means that by Eish, there's no chumre that Eish has over Shoyr HaMaveh. So Memele, so if it would say Eish, I could zicha learn out Shoyr HaMaveh from Eish. So that's why he couldn't say the second half, that you can't learn out Eish, can't learn out from Eish Shoyr HaMaveh. So now, Tosfos wants to be mefakpek on this terrain. The imishum de koyach achem uruboy. Maybe one could say that Eish is more chomel than Shoyr HaMaveh, because koyach achem uruboy. Ve ein hoylech lidatoi kemoi Shoyr. That means there is perhaps a svara to say, Tosfos is chaylik on this svara, but it would be a svara to say that a shoyer sheyesh bei ruach chayim goes on its own koiches. Now, the koiches of a bal chai are mugbol. Now, let's talk about, for example, mave yishen. A behema will eat because man is hungry. When the stomach gets filled up, it's not masik anymore. It's mugbol. A behema will walk because man is not tired. Tired, they'll stop walking. A behema, the actions of a behema are predictable. I mean, I know if it's hungry, if it's jumpy, I know what to expect. But I know what to expect. a esh is unpredictable. It's a koyach achemuraboy. When the wind blows, who knows what could happen? An esh is an unpredictable mazik that has boundless koyches. You have a wind coming, it could rachman and itzlan. It could burn the whole city. So Taisvis held that l'chayre esh is more chomo than shein v'regel also. So therefore the Tanna should have said, v'loy arei esh, kerei elu. So Taisvis says it's not true. Ain't zechum. It's not a chum. It's a kula. He says, because taking everything in consideration, we have to understand one thing. A shayre and mave are complete mazikim. If they are not dependent on other factors to create a hezek. That means the mazik is mazik. It's a self-contained mazik. It is a ruach haim, it's a hilach a mazik. It's all self-contained. If a person goes in his madlik a ner bebesoi, and around it there's flammable things, but if there's no wind, forget about it. Nothing is going to happen. So an esh will first become a mazik after another factor will enter. So this is much weaker than yesh by ruach haim. So therefore, that's what Taisa says. Even though, so that what it says that it's these are not chumras, these are kulas. The Gemara does not mention that there's a bigger chayma of eish nishoyer. V'hod amrina lekamon, kabei avnoi v'sakinoi, maishna eish tekoich ache buruboi v'eno hilach l'dachtoi. Hochi koma, maishna eish shafo pishe koich ache muruboi, v'oi lischai v'oi mishim shemoin chishmiroso olecho. Period. So there's a Gemara further. The Gemara further says as follows. The Gemara is speaking about Avnoi v'sakinoi shenichoi b'reish kaka, which means a person had a stone and he puts it on the edge of his roof and the wind comes and blows off the stone and the person is passing down and it's mazik the person. So the Gemara says, so this person who put the stone over there, which is able to fall through a ruach metziah, he's chayiv. I learn out from age. And the Gemara explains the comparison. Just like Eish, Maishna Eish, the Koyachacha Mu'ura, by Ben Oilach Ledatoi. So Memela, who had the Navde Vesakinai? So Taisvis says, this is not a Svore. Taisvis, we just mentioned, if it's not a Koyachacha, it's a bigger Mazik. But the Gemara means to say, even though there is a Koyachacha, I can still learn this out from Eish. Eish has this weakness. It's not a compact mazik. It's dependent on other factors. Va'afal pikei Eish is chayiv. So within Avnei Sakina, Eish should be chayiv. So Memele, so that's why in this Bove, when we're comparing Eish and Sheira Mave, the Tana did not go back and forth because you can learn out Sheira Mave from Eish. Because Yesh Peruach Chaim is a greater mazik than Koich HaChemurim. U'beseifa Gabi Boil. Now in the Seifa, when we are saying you can't learn out Boir from all these three, because these three are Hilach HaMazik, and Boir is not Hilach HaMazik. Havimotze L'meima Lo Yarei HaBoir Shetchilas Asiyosei L'Nezik. There the Gemara could have said you cannot learn out these mazikim from Boyer, because Boyer has a chomer, which all these three do not have. Chilas asayosu and nezik means that when a person makes a Boyer that people are able to fall into, he's creating a mazik right away. In mitzat, this Boyer is greater than all The shayre has to be hungry to eat, it has to feel like walking to be mazik beregel, it has to be angry to be mazik with keren. Or the most, you have to, a person is not a mazik, he can become a mazik. Boyer is tchilas asiyosu lenezik, putting an obstacle, bederech shebnei odam oichem, that is a mazik, that's a faltik a mazik shayre. And this mitzadechad is more chama than shoyer mave and eish. So really, by the fourth bave, the Tanya could have gone compared both ways. You can't learn how boil from shoyer mave and eish, and you can't learn how shoyer mave and eish from boil. So Taisu says, since the second bobe, we were comparing Eish to Shoyer Mave, and there we couldn't go both ways. I didn't want to start already a new Seder by Boyer and Shoyer Eish and Mave to go both ways. So let's be Kiseida Taka. Let's learn Shoyer Mave and then Boyer. And then we'll go both ways. And then you'll say Eish. And so we should write together the cases which are similar. So Taisa says, the Boyle Rotzalishni is Koydem Eish. Then Kainabo Osi Eish Minei. The Kulu Osi Mi Boyer Bechad Mahanach. So Taisa says as follows. Later the Gemara is going to tell us, if you have boyer in one mazik, you have boyer and shein, you can learn out all other mazik. Because there's no chumre that boyer v'shein has over any other mazik. There's no chumre that these two have that another mazik doesn't have. So the Emerson, the Gemara asks later, so why did they have to write all for Mazik and let it say Boyer and Shein? And they learned everything for Boyer and Shein. So the Gemara says, Lehil Chesei. Because each Mazik has unique halachas. Boyer is Potter on Kalim, Eish is Potter on Tomum. So I don't need, the Torah didn't, it wasn't necessary to tell me that Eish is Chayim, but the Parsha of Eish was written to tell us that Eish has unique halachas. So that's why the Pasha was written. But theoretically, to tell me Chiyav alone, I can learn out, it would say Boyer and Shein, I can learn out Chiyav by all of them. So what is the Mishnah telling us? The Mishnah is telling us Lumpus. That means the Mishnah is telling us, you know, if I'll have such a combination, I won't be able to learn out Eish from Shein and Mavi. Or I won't be able to learn out Boyer from Shoyer, Mave, and Eish. He's not really asking Akasha, why did the Torah have to write it? The Torah had to write it for different reasons. But he's just telling us, he wants to tell you the Lomdus, Lahagda Torah Ladiro, that we should understand each Mazik, Bifnei Atzmoi, to understand that you could not learn out Eish from Shoyer, Mave, you could not learn out Ber from Eish, and Shoyer, Mave, even though you could learn out Eish from Shoyer and Boyer. But he's just telling us, but this you can't learn out. So the whole Mishnah is not going into the Hilchei Seyim and say, let us assume that there's no special halachis. This you cannot learn out from that. Tell us, because each mazik has its own chumras and characteristics. The Ktas Kosher. The Mashme, the ancient Momin Minadin. Rabbi Mechilta Tanya, ki yiftach, v'chi yichre, אם על הפסיכה חי ועל הקריאה להיקושקיין, על עולם דוח שאין אינשן מומן מנדן. Let's start from the Mechilta and we'll come to Taisvis Kasha. The Mechilta asks, המוירה דקה קשה. The Pasuk says, וכי יפתח איש בויר, וכי יכרה איש בויר. Now, let us understand we're speaking about two cases. וכי יפתח איש בויר means as follows. There was a בויר, let's say in the middle of a Rishus Haram, there was a mazik with a shmira. I didn't make the mazik. The mazik was there already. There was a mazik with a shmira. The Torah said, if you took away the shmira, and now we have here, even though you didn't make the mazik, but the mazik was shumble. You took away the shmira of the mazik, you opened up the birth, you chayim. Fine. Like the Mechilta, so now, wouldn't I know this from a Kal v'Chomer, if taking away a Shmira from a Fartik and Mazik I'm achroi on what this mazik is going to do. If I made the whole mazik, I'm a koi reber, I don't reber, Rosh Hashanah, you know you're also chai. Please. This is like Alva Chayma. So why does the pasuk have to tell us, if you dug a bear, then you're chai? If I made a mazik, I'm chai. If the Torah told me that by taking away the kisui of the bear, taking away the shmir of the mazik, you're responsible for what the bear will do. Avada givis if you make the mazik. That's the mechilta discussion. So the mechilta says, ein oinchen momen minat. You know why the Torah say, yeah, svar is meredi. But someone should have to pay money because of my svara, ein oinchen momen minat. And for practical purposes to learn the Taisva smoothly, one of the reasons that ein oinchen min adin is that when it comes to svara, a person can sometimes make a mistake. Svara is such a svara. Not all the time the svaras of a person are really accurate. So if I want to learn out halachas, no, the Torah said you can learn out a svara, kal vachomer amati. They seem similar. Same halacha is fine. The Torah trusted the seichel ha'odom when it came to halachas. You hold it similar, fine, we'll have the same halacha. But to punish someone, there the Torah did not rely on the seichel ha'odom. For an einish, the Torah did not rely on the seichel ha'odom. So memele, so that's what the Mechilta says. The Mechilta says that ki yichre, the seichel ha'odom tells me that if a peiseach boir is chay, a father gives a koira boir is ichre chay, he made the mazik without a shmir, and a zikha, much a bigger machayiv, a greater machayiv than being misalik a shmir from a mazik. So why does he have to say? To tell you that even though your seichel would be able to figure it out, no, but you can't be machayiv with your seichel, because I know in shemin adin. I feel an einish moment, we cannot be manish with a din that is derived to the seichel. That's what the Mechilta said. So now Taisus has a problem, so the whole mission is very difficult. Mishnah saying, you know, I could learn out Mavet from Sher. Why don't I learn out Mavet from Sher? Because Sher is Mohammed. So the whole Mishnah is telling me that there are certain reasons why I can't learn out. But if I could learn out, I see from the Mishnah, I'd learn out, then let it just say Sher, and I'll learn out Mavet from Sher. So what do you mean? So you'll give an Einish because of a Svara of Shel ben Adam? Ein Einish min Adin. This whole Mishnah doesn't stem. The Mishnah is based on an assumption. If it seems to me they're similar, I could learn out. You'll have to pay by Mava also, even though it doesn't say Mava. I'll learn out from Shem. So that's Taisvis Kashin. So if the Svara of Ein Einish Mamedin is because we do not rely on the seichel ha'odom to be manish, afilu an einish momen, because a person is olo litois, so then the Mishnah is very difficult. What is the Mishnah telling us? Why don't they learn out one from the other? The teretz is you can rely on the seichel ha'odom to give an einish momen. Umiyu, Taisva says, pepeire kapore. Now this kasha that the Mechilta asks, why was it necessary for the pasuk to tell me you become a bala boil through kriya, im ala psiche chayv ala kriya leikos, okay? So darish lo ledrosh achina. The Gemara asked, Pavli asked this kasha. The Gemara says it's coming to tell us something else. Shal iske psiche kriya boloi. It's coming to tell us, even though he made a boil b'shus harabim, it doesn't have to be a boil b'shusoi. I love the koira acha, koira shasilik maisa rishin. Or the Gemara says it's coming to tell us another locha. Let's say there was a boil that was 9 tvachim deep. A boil that's 9 tvachim deep can only make a zekis. It cannot make, it's not the behemoth fall into the bone tie. It can only make a zekis. So if a person dug another tefach, so he made it a boil for misa, so he becomes the complete bala boil afilu legabi a zekis. Shasilik maisa rishin. So Taisva seems to be saying that that the Bavli is chilek on the Mechilta, and therefore, so it's no kasha from our Mishnah why the Tana wanted to learn out one from the other. Our Tana held that the klal of an ancient minadin is only by ancient aguf, by ancient moment, is like ancient minadin.